Veterans Update. Shulkin, Choice 2.0, To Work Better, by Tom Philpott. Congress has extended the controversial Choice program, but only for perhaps 5 months, until December, when its initial $10 billion funding pool set in 2014 is expected to run dry. By then, says VA Secretary David Shulkin, Congress should be able to consider and approve a new Choice program to ease veterans' access to civilian health care when they need it. Shulkin tentatively labeled the plan, being drafted as Choice 2.0. He promised to deliver a legislative proposal to Congress by early fall. "We need to make sure the Choice program not only continues but works better for veterans," Shulkin said, days before President Trump signed the extension bill in April. "We know it hasn't worked the way we've wanted it to work. It's too hard to use." Shulkin made those remarks on C-SPAN's Newsmakers, where he laid out details for revising Choice after discussing possible changes earlier with veterans service organizations and in March testifying on Choice reforms before the House Veterans Affairs Committee. The VA chief told C-SPAN that he wants his department to begin routinely comparing VA healthcare quality and accessibility to the private sector. "That's how veterans can make the best informed choices for their lives and their well-being, understanding what VA has to offer and what the private sector has to offer," he said. "Where VA isn't doing it as well, I want veterans going to the private sector. But I also want people to recognize," Shulkin continued, "that VA is doing some extraordinary things much better than the private sector, like behavioral health care and many of the programs dedicated to the conditions people suffer when they come back from some of our conflicts." VA has launched a website that allows veterans to see and understand wait times for care inside VA, www.accesstocare.va.gov. Shulkin challenged the private sector to do the same. Congress rushed to enact Choice in 2014 in response to a wait time scandal that had rocked VA health care. Proponents initially envisioned issuing cards to veterans to access private sector care as they pleased. When analysts warned that VA healthcare costs would skyrocket, congressional designers added late-hour cost controls. Veterans could only qualify for Choice if they lived more than 40 miles from a VA facility or had to wait more than 30 days for a VA appointment. Even then, Congress allowed VA to keep tight controls on access under Choice, using managed care contractors and approved networks of providers. This led to long delays and mounting frustrations for Choice users and complaints from care providers of delayed payments and administrative hurdles. Shulkin has suggested that a reformed Choice plan should scrap the two current tools for determining eligibility. But without any sort of screens, VA costs could soar, so Shulkin and staff are studying ways to smooth access to VA-paid private sector health care using different cost controls. One model would give veterans with service-connected injuries or ailments priority over those seeking treatment for unrelated conditions. A second idea is to charge veterans' other health insurance plans for the cost of care delivered under Choice, to include insurance provided by employers or even Medicare coverage eligibility. A third option would establish copayments for Choice users. That might be appropriate, for example, when VA health care is available, but veterans elect to use non-VA care. Those treated for service-connected conditions might pay a modest copay and all others a higher amount. Delivering a complex Choice reform package in early fall won't give Congress much time to study the details and pass it before the current program expires in December, Shulkin acknowledged. "But I am confident," he said, "that when it comes to protecting and honoring our commitment to veterans, Congress and certainly the President are committed to doing whatever it needs to do to make sure that we meet that time frame."